My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Guardians are going up to Milwaukee coming up on Friday. Will they stay at the Pfister Hotel?
Excuse me?
Mookie Betts of the LA Dodgers declined to stay in the Pfister Hotel for this road trip. They're in Milwaukee right now taking on the Brewers. They will play tonight at 8:10, if anybody's wondering. I'm sure that Dan Menigan is very locked into that series.
First place Brewers.
That's right. But the team hotel that they stay at, I'm sure there's a few hotels. Usually there's like two or three in a city that you can stay at. Was the Pfister Motel, and Mookie Betts will not stay there. He says that it's haunted, and he won't stay there because of the potential ghosts, which I looked into this before the show today. The Pfister Hotel, in its description, they use the term opulent. Yeah, the opulent Victorian Hotel is both 0.5 miles away from both the Milwaukee Art Museum and Discovery World. Guess what year it was open? 1893. That means that there are ghosts in the building. Do you believe in ghosts?
Inside that hotel, it looks like the Sistine Chapel in the middle of it, in the lobby.
Really?
It's beautiful.
I've only seen the outside picture there when I saw it.
It's absolutely beautiful. Yes.
Are you a ghost believer?
No.
You don't?
I don't believe in ghosts.
So you would stay there?
I would absolutely stay there.
If you don't believe in ghosts, does the situation with a ghost encounter become scarier? If you're like one of these people go, yeah. I don't believe in ghosts.
That's right.
I'm not down with that. And then, like, say you do have a paranormal experience.
It'd be a game changer.
I think it'd be even
more
terrifying.
Not only that, it'd be a game changer. I'd probably change the rest of my life to investigate and to study these things.
You would be a paranormal investigator because of it?
I would probably leave my wife and my children, and this would be my focal point for the rest of my life.
Now you're just looking for reasons to leave your wife and kids.
I would probably assemble with like three or four other guys just to try to spot these ghosts.
So would you stay
and to try to neutralize
them? So you'd stay in this hotel since you don't believe in ghosts?
In Manhattan. No, I would stay there. I would absolutely stay there.
How far are you willing to go? Because I think everybody's kind of lying when they say they don't believe in ghosts. Would you stay in the Amityville Horror House?
Yeah, for the story, yes, and also probably to validate why I'm not afraid of ghosts.
So you'd
why
stay I don't in really any one in of the famous,
sure.
scary, quote unquote, haunted places out there.
Yeah, what was the Netflix hotel where all sorts of that they did a whole documentary?
That was the worst. The Hotel Chelsea, or whatever
it was
so terrible.
Yeah, just these older buildings in general.
I kind of want to ruin it on purpose. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, did they find out what happened?
Yeah, she climbed in there on purpose.
That's it.
Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, scary. It's like, no, it's an old, crappy, rundown hotel that's poorly managed, and the woman climbed in there on purpose. End of documentary. There, I saved you guys all 3 hours. It sucked. Oh, and you know it sucked. You saw it too.
Owen did it.
You had your time wasted. Oh, you didn't? It's because I told you?
Yeah.
Somebody else here was like, oh, Kenny, it was terrible. I go, yeah, it was awful.
The last hotel movie I saw was Transylvania.
Do you believe in ghosts, Owen?
I don't think so.
Am I the only person here who believes in ghosts?
Yeah, probably.
You're from Tuscarawas County, Mitch. You got to believe in ghosts.
I think there's a possibility of ghosts.
Oh, come on. I'm the only person here who believes in spirits.
When I was younger, I think I definitely was scared and terrified, probably because every cartoon, every movie when you're young, it's about ghosts. It seems like true. That. So you believe all of that.
Why do the bad guys in all the cartoons have to dress up as ghosts?
Yeah, they do,
like,
don't they?
You can't just put... I think it would be terrifying enough if you came in there with a great big sword and pantyhose over your face and said, give me all your money. I think that would be just as scary as you showing up as a ghost.
Yeah, they really did put the fear of God.
What?
Because if you did that, that's close to reality. The ghost thing, not close to reality, differentiates that you're watching a cartoon.
Oh, that's true.
And they don't want to scare you with real life stuff.
I would want to... I think he's missing a golden opportunity to talk to people who have not yet crossed over, to talk to the spirits. I think he's missing. If he's trying to get a good night's sleep, I'm sorry, that's just not going to happen. Like, I've heard about the old place. I told you my mom would tell the ghost stories. She had things that she swore that happened to her, that her family said happened to her with Grandma Rose and the whole thing. Wild stuff. Now, I've never... The closest thing to a paranormal experience that I've actually had, that I know I've actually had, right? I don't know. My mom's ashes are in the basement, so we're about to find out here eventually, right? When I was a kid, my grandma died, and I had the last gift she gave me was this, like, Christmas bear. And after she died in February, so it was like 2 months later she died. The bear would, like, turn on by itself because you had, like, a thing it would press. And it was like, she gave me other gifts too. I was really spoiled by her because I was like her like grandson there. So she spoiled the hell out of me. But I had this bear and I would hit it and would play different Christmas songs. And I still had the bear. It was a great bear. I might still have the bear for all I know. And I would hit it and would play Christmas songs. And then the thing would play by itself out of nowhere. And then the one time on my children, which I know you guys make fun of me about that, but I want to prove I'm serious. I took the batteries out, and I swear to God in heaven, the thing started playing by itself. With no batteries, the thing started playing. Zero batteries, Anthony. That's the paranormal situation.
Yeah,
that
something
I've
like
had.
That I could understand would turn you.
I would
into
love
a believer
to have a conversation. Like if I were at a hotel and like the thing start. Like the shades start moving, or like the hot water starts running out of nowhere, or something like that. I would love to talk into the ether and go, hi, I would like to sit there and have a conversation with maybe nothing, but with a spirit.
Maybe a big mouth, billy bass, fish.
Things take me to the river.
Yeah, I can understand.
Does that thing turn on by itself if that's what you do? Is that what happens in the Soprano house?
I saw Boots, Mickey Betts specifically said, he did not have any interactions with anything paranormal. He also claimed experienced trouble sleeping because he constantly felt spooked, though. During his stay, I couldn't sleep. Every noise, I'd be like, is that something? Is there a chance he just doesn't want to stay with the rest of his team and just wants his own accommodations?
I don't know why he'd pick Milwaukee of all places. Right. But I don't know if the Guardians are staying in the Pfister Hotel, but it is something to monitor this coming weekend against the first place Brewers.
I know there's one in Oklahoma City, too, right?
That Kyrie won't stay at, right?
That Kyrie wouldn't. And many others. I think there were others also that said they wouldn't do it.
I think that'd be a hoot. I would if you're trying to get a good night's sleep and actually like doing physical activity, maybe you're just like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to stay at a regular old Red Roof Inn that's probably not.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Haunted, but I would like to stay there. Czar in Fairview Park, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Wonderfully. Go ahead, Czar.
They're not real. They're not real.
Why?
In your reference, because they're just not.
Then why sets you straight.
Then why did why did Grandma's Bear start playing by itself? Riddle me that, Batman.
I'd obviously connect that to something electrical than I would a spirit.
It's not connected to the wall. And there was no batteries in it. There were no batteries in it.
Well, you referenced Amityville Horror. The only thing that really happened in that house is Ronnie DeFeo killed his family, period. End of story. Now, you want to talk about some stuff?
Well, there's a nice audio you do. Go ahead.
I'm just saying. Okay. My grandmother told me when I was younger that she, when she was a little girl, she used to play in the house that became Franklin Castle.
Yeah.
She told me there was weird things that happened in there, that there were doors that wouldn't open. There were, like, cold spots in certain halls. By that time, I think my grandma was nipping the Southern Comfort a little too much, but, I mean, that's what she was saying.
I would say, and this is not going to be as fun, I don't think we believe in ghosts anymore because we're more occupied. And real, and Czar, thank you for the call, and I got to get back to Brandon Ayuk and stuff. We don't believe in ghosts as much because we're more occupied. I do think there's a proliferation of ghost stories with previous generations because they didn't have enough to occupy themselves. There was a lot of boredom back in the day that no one wants to admit.
They didn't have Fortnite.
Yeah. Like if my grandma...
Football 25.
Think of how much quieter the houses were before. Like go back, you know, 50 years. Yeah. Think of how quiet the house
If there was college football 25 in Shawnee, Ohio, at my great-grandfather's house, probably wouldn't be as many scary stories to tell in the dark. Two-second trivia coming up at 7:45. Brandon Ayuk, the Steelers are back in. Do you want to trade for Brandon Ayuk just to keep him away from the Steelers?
So I asked you, Kenny, because like a month ago, I said, is he just, was his amazing season, was it just aided by Shanahan and the system and the attention to Debo and Kittle and obviously McCaffrey? Like, is that all this is? Because, you know, he's really good. He put up amazing numbers, and I know he can block down the field. And to a man, I've never been criticized so much for a football opinion. People are like, no, dude, he is unbelievable. Well, now that it looks like the Steelers might actually get him again, I'm seeing Browns fans say, system guy. So what is it?
Let's not gird up ourselves to just do this to make ourselves feel better about
it. Well, I want
to
know. People tell me.
I thought you were nuts. The saving grace that you may have is that they are a two quarterback system, and I made fun of Steelers fans I know where they're going, oh, man, what's Watson doing? I go, yeah, I know a team that used to have a quarterback competition with two quarterbacks every year, and how'd that work out for them? I know a team very well that used to do that every single year, and it wouldn't go well for them. So good luck with all that, buddy. But if you bring in Brandon Ayuk, I still have faith, and I might be the last one on this hill. I still have faith in Arthur Smith as a play caller, not as a head coach. As a play caller,
he's not going to squander that weapon.
Yeah, Dick LeBeau is a head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. Not good. Dick LeBeau is a defensive coordinator, Hall of Fame defensive coordinator.
Yeah, there's a bunch
Gunther
of them.
Cunningham. Owen knows this as a head coach of the Chiefs. So defensive coordinator, cat's ass. So I don't know if Arthur Smith is just a bad head coach and he's a good offensive coordinator. He did a very good job in bringing along Ryan Tannehill, almost resurrecting his career, And he had Derrick Henry. He made the best out of that offensive line. He has Jalen Warren. He has Najee Harris. He has guys who can run the football. He'll still have George Pickens. Now, if they get Brandon Ayuk, if you want to talk about team chemistry, if you get Brandon Ayuk, you got to pay him. That means George Pickens ain't going to be very happy about that. That's probably why the Steelers want to trade George Pickens and want the 49ers to take on that headache. But with Ayuk, if you get him, I respect his talent. The Steelers are a team that don't die easy, so I respect the Steelers. I really respect Arthur Smith as a play caller. I hope I'm proven wrong. I still think that he has the talent to call good offensive plays and to put together a system that is able to unlock a defense over time, and I hate to say it, I think it would cause us fits.
Well, I had this tweet yesterday. Aaron Schatz, NFL, said, I definitely don't think Ayuk is completely made by the San Francisco scheme, but man, a trade to Pittsburgh would definitely hurt his fantasy value. You know,
Well, yeah, he's got two different quarterbacks possibly throwing to him. Russell Wilson, the question is whether or not time's passed him by already. The other one is if he'll ever catch up with time. So for fantasy owners, no, Brandon Ayuk would not be as good. Brock Purdy
is going to stand and deliver. How would we have used him? How would we have used Brandon Ayuk? Because, like, you see how he's used in San Francisco. But in Cleveland, like, what would that do?
Probably the same way we use Amari Cooper. He would set the table for the offense. 216-474-0092. Cool Ray in Bedford. Hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi, Cool Ray.
Hey, good morning. Yo, this Brandon Ayuk thing, man. He'd have sounded good. He looked good in a Browns uniform, but he ain't coming here.
It's not even about that. I kind of joked with Lima about would you trade for him just to keep him away from Pittsburgh? I don't know if that's a real reason to do it. Would you be concerned about him playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers as a Browns fan?
Absolutely. Because, you know, Pittsburgh itself and Mike Tomlin has never had a losing record with when they've had garbage around them. So imagine now this type of coach with this type of player. And Baltimore is coming up, and Cincy is still coming up. But let's be honest, if Pittsburgh got at least a shred of some talent, we'd be looking at them as the big dog in this division one more time. And the Browns would be still trying to come up. We haven't got, you know, so yeah, I would, as a Browns fan, that's somebody I do not want to see to land in Baltimore, Cincinnati, or Pittsburgh.
So you know the next question I asked. Do you think Deshaun Watson is better than the two quarterbacks they have in Pittsburgh?
Yes, I think
okay.
I think he is.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Hold on. We don't know really about Russell Wilson because that could have been a chemistry thing between, you know, we hear stories about how the coach came in and just didn't like Russell and said things to Russell. So we really don't know where Russell's at. It could have been just, I don't want to play for this team no more, and this is it. But if it's the old Russell, I love Deshaun, but no. You have to go with a Super Bowl-winning quarterback.
Okay, but if you're going with the quarterback, right? So wait a minute. You're going with Russell over Deshaun?
Yes.
Okay, so if Brandon Ayuk strikes fear in your heart as a Pittsburgh Steeler, why wouldn't you want him as a Cleveland Brown?
I would love to have him as a Cleveland Brown.
But you just said he doesn't work.
But I wouldn't want to trade him and then lose him and then have nothing in return. You know what I'm saying? We've done that before.
All right, Cool Ray, thank you very much for the call. See, it becomes a hard thing to say because you go, it doesn't bother me with Pittsburgh. Or if it does bother you with Pittsburgh, you go, well, why don't you want him to help him?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.